For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
Start your day with Quaker Protein Instant Oatmeal. The instant oatmeal ready to help you tackle whatever your day brings, like wrangling your toddler into their car seat. That was fun. Coaching your sixth grader's soccer team.
Go girls!
And carrying all the groceries in one trip. Whew. Try Quaker Protein Instant Oatmeal, granola, and bars. Great taste and a good source of protein. Quaker, bring out the good.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
We are back, baby. We're back.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
We are back. That's
we
right.
are back.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's over. The Hornets win.
Earlier on the show, 2026 NFL draft prospect Carnell Tate, the Ringer NFL draft analyst Todd McShay. Coming up, actor and comedian David Spade. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Disney Plus, the ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We've had a fun show so far. Carnell Tate in hour number 1. Todd McShay with all sorts of different scenarios in his mock draft 4.0.
What else you want to know?
Oh, yeah. David Spade is in our green room. It's a great use of our new drop, isn't it?
What else you want to know?
I've got my power rankings. Best NBA teams remaining in the playoffs.
Love it. We know who one is.
What else you want to know?
844-204-RICH is the number to dial.
What else you want to know?
I mean,
you're out.
What else? Oh, Bus Boys is the name of the David Spade movie.
Oh, nice. Okay, great. Excellent.
I love our new drop.
Pleasure.
Oh, look out. Mike's just laughing. He's not playing the wrong music. Give me a phone call here. Let's go to Terrell in Austin, Texas. What's up, Terrell? Did I say it? Is that the name? Is that your name, sir?
Yes, you pronounced it correctly.
Awesome. What's on your mind?
What up, man?
I've been hearing a lot of same topics running around, so I just wanted to speak on 3 topics from the NFL draft.
Yes, sir.
Ty Simpson, the quarterback from Alabama.
Simpson, yes.
It would be great if the Rams would go ahead and jump up in the draft and grab him. It would be the perfect situation for him. Get a chance to sit behind a Hall of Fame quarterback with a Hall of Fame coach with a system that's already in place so he can learn how to be an NFL quarterback.
Yes.
Being they didn't have that many starts. I think the Jets should not focus on a quarterback this year. They're not ready.
That's correct.
They have too many holes to fill. They need to try to fill as many holes with quality starters
correct.
As they can before they draft a quarterback. And I think Dallas needs to go up and get them a game changer on defense. They have 2 spots that they definitely need to fill, which is, I think, either linebacker, defensive end, and a cornerback. They need to get a game changer on defense. They're moving up in the draft. They do not need to miss on this draft pick.
Terrell, in Austin, I'm with you on the Dallas one.
And
I'm absolutely with you on your middle point as well about the Jets focusing on next year for the quarterback. Your first one about the Rams, and yes, it would be great for Ty Simpson to go there. And thank you for the call, Terrell in Austin. Call back. It would be great for Ty Simpson to go sit in Los Angeles, watch Matthew Stafford up close, get in Sean McVay's offense. and marinate. And then when he's ready, takes over for Matthew Stafford and has a career. That is a dream scenario. If I'm Simpson's family, if I'm Simpson's agent, if I'm Ty Simpson, that's exactly what I would want. 100%. Because being a quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams in Sean McVay's world, with Les Snead creating all the necessary parts and a roster for you. That is it.
Yeah.
That's it. Why do I have this feeling? If it's a what's more likely scenario.
Oh, here we go. Okay, hold on.
What's more likely?
I write this down.
The Rams draft and groom Matthew Stafford's successor.
Nope.
For Matthew Stafford's successor is someone else's current blue chip A++ Pro Bowl All Pro quarterback who's going to raise his hand like an NBA player and say, "I'm out of wherever I am.
Yeah,
send me to Los Angeles."
Yeah, or maybe an MVP or a guy that's played in the Super Bowl. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out.
I'm just saying, this is such a catbird seat position.
Yeah.
This is 100% industry acknowledged catbird seat position, quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams in the Les Snead Sean McVay era, cooking with gas and effing picks. I'm just wondering. Everybody's thinking, let's go get the next one. Let them draft and groom the next one. The next one is sitting and stewing in a spot where he's sick and tired of being after it, all said and done.
Maybe they play in the AFC. I'm just throwing darts.
Bradley and I have been saying this for months.
Just throwing darts.
I'm just. We're not saying.
No names?
Just saying.
No names.
No names.
I mean,
no
you
names.
could play the next drop and I wouldn't even answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could play our new drop, Mike. Thanks. It's not a problem.
Hey, Adam, I'm ready for the.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
What else you want to know?
I won't tell you.
They might play for animals.
Okay, stop it.
Just darts.
Stop it. How dare you?
They might like to dig into things, Brockman. You know, like dig or burrow under.
This guy cannot ever be subtle.
It's a groundhog.
Goodness, man.
You think everybody knows everything talking about?
It doesn't matter because you're it's called a breadcrumb. Not like, here's a loaf.
People still don't know what I'm talking about, so it's fine.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
You literally said the guy's last name.
Yeah, that's fine.
As a verb.
People are like, no one's name
you
is
said
Dig.
The proper name as a verb.
They think I'm talking about Stephon Diggs.
Okay, very good.
Interesting.
We're not talking about him.
Wow. I'll shut up for the rest of the hour.
Don't have to do that, please. Don't
do that. Just mute me, Mike.
Hey.
Donkey!
Hey, everybody.
Steal your belt.
Would you want to be part of a club? A statistical club for an event that doesn't count in your career total?
It doesn't mean anything.
It means nothing.
It means something.
Well, I mean, yeah.
The Portland Trailblazers are the seventh seed.
Yeah, they won.
They're in the playoffs.
I get it.
It's done.
Nice to see Drew Holiday balling.
Well, that's not the guy who I'm referring to.
Oh, I know, but I'm just
Danny Avdia, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's seeing true.
41 points last night.
Woo!
And a three-point play that essentially wrapped things up. An 11-point comeback on the Suns in Phoenix in front of the home folks in the Valley of the Sun. Here goes Danny Avdia. And he became the fifth player to score 40 or more points in a play-in game, joining the following. See, there's a list.
Okay.
Zion. Anthony Davis. Kobe White for the Bulls.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And Jason Tatum. For your Celtics. First one to ever do it. Remember when he scored 50 back in 2021?
Yep.
Good, because that's the only thing that you can actually look and point in the record book.
Didn't count.
Let's hear this kid balling out for the Portland Trailblazers, putting them in as a seventh seed. Hit it.
I did feel that I did have growth this season, but I feel like as a team, we had growth this season. And I think that's the most important. Like, I couldn't do what I do without my teammates. Being there and just making the right play. I feel like every single one of us is making the right play and wants to win and make winning plays. And as I said, I think back in the beginning of the season, if we had that type of situation like today, I wouldn't think we would come back to the game. But tonight. We really showed our character, and I'm really, really happy about our growth and my individual growth. I mean, I just gonna keep being aggressive, keep making the right play, be a good teammate, and move forward.
Holy Tiago Splitter Batman, look who's moving into the playoff position of seventh seed. Back in the playoffs, the first time for the Blazers since 2021. Congratulations. You're taking on Victor Wembanyama at hot San Antonio Spurs.
All right, Denny,
would you rather be the 7 or the 8 seed? Spurs or Thunder?
Gosh.
Spurs or Thunder?
I'd rather take on the Spurs.
I think so, too.
Oh, man. Can you say such a thing out loud?
I don't feel great about it.
You have the defending world champions there who are just been rolling all season.
Rolling everybody. But you got the alien. You don't want to play him either, honestly.
It's like the lesser of two evils. Whew.
But guess what? You're in.
You probably do want the Lakers at this point, right? With their injuries.
Sure.
That's probably the team that you'd rather have.
The Suns will host the winner of tonight's Clippers Warriors contest in the... downtown Hoops Dojo. It's the City of Champions.
The Dome.
Inglewood, California.
I was up to no good.
Into a dome where TJ Jefferson will be tonight.
Are you going?
No, he's not.
Nah. I mean, somebody hooks me up.
Okay.
Just go.
TJ, you should be one of those people at the wall.
You should be on the wall.
Stop chanting for 3 hours.
Nah, man, I
don't know where they find that energy. It's unbelievable.
One, I don't have that energy.
Two, oh, yes, you do.
I went for a tour.
Give me a few Red Bulls and you're off.
I went for a tour of that place, remember, before it opened?
On the wall.
And I told you specifically that wall is steep and it's someone's going to take a tumble. And I don't want it to be me.
Yeah.
What else you want to know?
Yeah.
I love our new drop, man.
I like that.
It's great.
What was that
guy's
name?
You should, you know what you do? There should, like, Bomber, there should be some sort of, like, essence of Bomber that you can just take a potion. And you start bouncing off walls, man. And you're going to go on the wall and you're going to chant for the Clippers for 3 straight hours. Even if they're down by 20, you're going to act like you're up by 20. It's like... a fifth of Bomber and 2/3 of Clipper Daryl.
And an eighth of TJ Plus.
You know what I mean? that'll be the wrong direction, one would think.
5-hour energy.
You know where else I can do all this?
No.
The crib.
Yes. Come on.
TJ Jefferson, I told you, he's not going anywhere.
I'm not going nowhere.
Wow. TJ, let's go. Come on.
And that's how we're covering the Western Conference playoffs.
Your last chance to see Kawhi.
Can we get a press pass? I'll definitely go if we can. No. I mean, we're the Rich Eisen Show.
Make a call.
We should be at these things, Rich.
Okay.
Let me call Susie. She knows people.
That's correct.
She knows people.
Suze.
You're not lying.
She's busy.
She can play in the game.
She's busy. She's getting ready for women's sports now.
She's busy.
Debuting on Thursday.
I just got a text message.
From her?
From your wife.
Saying?
Why doesn't TJ just get a credential?
Oh, there you go.
Zach, see?
Thank you, Susie. I knew you. You know what I'm saying? That's my girl.
Because he doesn't want to leave the house, Suze.
I will, Suze, if I get a credential.
No, you won't.
What are you talking about? I sure will.
I responded. It's fine.
What else we need to know?
What else you want to know?
I can't get
what do you mean I'm too lazy? First of all, that's disrespect.
Here's what I want.
You don't want to leave your house.
How's that laziness? That's just more comfortability than anything else. It's not about being lazy.
All right, I've got power rankings, guys. Everybody's
all right, sorry. I'll refill.
All right. Mike,
it was a lot simpler yesterday and Monday when they were here.
Guys,
I like that.
Guys, I'm going to settle a lot of this stuff. I'm going to power rank the NBA playoff teams presented by SoFi. Hit it, please.
Hit it.
Rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power ranking.
All right, here we go, everybody. I'm power ranking the NBA playoff teams presented by SoFi. Give me some of the little bit of music right here. Mike Del Tufo, number 10 on my power rankings of the NBA playoff teams. Putting the Cavs here.
Cavs.
Your current 4 seeds in the Eastern Conference. I'm putting the Cleveland Cavaliers here.
Okay.
Spider Mitchell.
Spider.
Yeah, he is. Number 45 in
Big
your
time.
Program. Number
Big
one.
Time.
Listen, they were the 1 seed last year. Didn't work out for him. Maybe the 4 seed this year. Maybe. A little bit better. You know what I mean? Sure. I don't know. But I'm putting him at 10. Number 9. Cooper, this is for him.
Lakers.
Yeah.
They're your favorite team.
They're not my favorite team.
Are you sure about that?
They're my ninth. If they were my favorite team, I'd be like O'Shea Jackson Jr. I don't care about... Luka being out. I don't care about Austin Reeves being out. We're just going to, all we have to do is put on the purple and gold and say we're the Lakers.
He doesn't think that anymore because he's out, because he feels basketball is rigged.
Is oh, this, my is God. Is this with or without 77? Like, who, what?
They're the night. I think he'd still have LeBron and he'd still have Marcus Smart, Rui Hachimura.
God bless you.
Okay. Number 9 on my list. Number 8 on the list, I'm putting the Timberwolves right here.
Ooh.
I'm putting the I'm taking a 6-seeded team in the West.
But they're better than the Lakers.
And putting
right
them
now.
Over. That's why it's called a power ranking.
Get it?
But your the point is that I'm such a.
Nine. I got your back.
You sound like Cooper. Like I'm saying, you're a passionate Laker fan.
Passionate.
That's the way Cooper refers to it. Dad, you're a passionate Rams fan. By the way, while we're on the subject matter, have you guys gone in and joined Cooper's fantasy basketball tournament?
I don't even know what you're talking
about. We'll do in the break.
On ESPN Fantasy, he's done that?
I'll do it.
Well, you'll see the password for the league is Rich is Bald. My son.
That's your son.
My child.
Yeah.
Rich is Bald.
Get your house in order.
Yeah, right? You raised him.
I'm power ranking.
Just running willy nilly.
Give me the new drop.
Nilly willy over there.
Number 7 on the list are the Houston Rockets.
Hey.
I'm putting the Rockets number 7 on this list.
Okay.
I can't wait to see what they do. This is going to be fun. Kevin Durant.
They don't win. They don't.
Going for it with the Houston Rockets this time around. Let's see if he can get there.
He should play for every team at this point.
He has. Number 6. Number 6, I'm putting the Denver Nuggets here.
They've won 12 in a row.
I'm aware of that.
Into the playoffs.
I'm aware of that.
This might be too low.
I'm aware of that.
Nuggets.
But I'm already just getting you set for the top 5 of my power rankings.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
TJ.
Yes.
Hold on to your seat.
Uh-oh. Hold on to your hammer.
Hold on to your seat. I'm putting the Boston Celtics here.
5?
Yeah,
wow.
Baby.
Oh, my God.
Because 4?
That is so disrespectful. That is so disrespectful.
Put up 4.
I mean, that is disrespectful.
The team that knocked him out in last year's playoffs.
Because a top 5 player in the league got hurt?
No. That thing was already
won.
Going the
already
wrong
won.
Way for you,
no.
Sir.
Oh, no.
It
oh,
was
you mean, oh,
already
you,
going the you, wrong way for you.
Okay.
Going in the wrong direction.
I'm sorry. The last time the Knicks have won anything of significance was you weren't even born yet.
I think at the end of the day, they have a more talented roster. They have a better team. I don't know.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, man.
It's my power rankings.
Oh, man.
It is yours. Yeah.
Wow.
My what power. Else you want to know?
Yeah, what else you want to know?
What else you want to know?
Nothing, because I know this list is bunk.
How is
That's
it bunk?
My man's.
How is it bunk?
Because it didn't go his
way. The regular season's over.
No one thinks the Knicks are better than the Celtics.
All right. Number 3 on the list are the Pistons.
Or them.
What do you mean? Why aren't the Pistons number 1?
Celtics are going to the finals.
Okay, good
to
know.
You guys need to wrap your mind.
Good to know. Good to know. Number two are the Spurs, and number 1 are the Thunder. That's the way I've got my power rankings right here.
Okay.
The centerpiece being the Knicks over the Celtics, which is, boy, what if I'm right?
I mean, that just seems
what
personal.
If I'm right? What if I'm right at the end of the day?
You could be.
Outstanding. Power rankings are brought to you by SoFi. Get your money right. All right, let's take a break.
Get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
David Spade is here.
Hey.
That's next. This, or he's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rich Eisen here. The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast, but don't worry. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today. You know how April feels. Everything speeds up. Games matter more. Hoops and hockey schedules tighten. Your phone won't stop buzzing. And somewhere in the middle of it all, there's that quiet little reminder. Taxes. You'll get to it tonight or tomorrow or after the weekend. And if you handle it the old way, you're refreshing your inbox like it's breaking news. Waiting, wondering, hoping everything's squared away. That's a lot of mental bandwidth. With Intuit TurboTax Expert Full Service, you can match with a dedicated expert who understands your specific tax situation and handles your taxes for you, start to finish. You can do it all online or meet in person at one of their new tech-enabled store locations. Have your tax forms imported directly into the app and hand everything off to your TurboTax expert. While they work to get you every dollar you deserve, you can go about your normal routine, giving you time back to focus on what actually deserves your attention, like rooting for your team to make the playoffs. April 15th is not waiting, people. Visit TurboTax.com and hand off your taxes to a TurboTax expert today.
For some of us, personal finances aren't just personal. They include a lot more people than ourselves. Loved ones, neighbors, the communities we call home, and the causes we hold in our hearts. At Thrivent, we help plan your financial picture with the bigger picture in mind. Because even though our business is helping guide your finances, our ambition is to make it mean so much more. Thrivent, where money means more. Connect with us at Thrivent.com.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Near you. I mean, there's not it's not in every theater, but it's limited release, but yes. we just added Canada today. Welcome.
Oh, David Spade. You've added Canada to the list of busboy theaters.
We can't slow them down. They're adding it everywhere.
It's in theaters this Friday. You and Theo Vaughn.
Yeah.
Jay Farrell as well.
Jay Farrell.
SNL alum, just SNL like yourself.
SNL alum, yeah. We know the secret handshake. Tim Dillon. Sometimes I don't know what I'm saying.
Just I didn't know going. What the secret hand there is there really
more like a fist bump.
Okay.
It's called a fist bump now.
And the pod you do with Dana Carvey's.
Oh yeah, Dana's the best. Dana's old school funny. He carries that thing. He's very funny.
When was the first time you met Dana Carvey, David Spade?
You know. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Curveball question.
How about that?
Well, I was in a hallway. Oh, I'd seen him go on a lot. Mm-hmm. Didn't really know him. And I got kicked out of an apartment. And I was sitting in the hallway. And Kevin Nealon sees me. And he says, oh, I heard you just, I got kicked out. He goes, do you need a place to stay? I just got SNL. This is Kevin Nealon, comedian.
Yes.
Who I really liked. And I said, yeah. He goes, do you want to move into my room? I live in a house with another comedian. And Dana Carvey lives above the garage with his wife. And he's on SNL already.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, yeah, for sure. So I got his room. And then when they'd come back on the weeks off, Kevin would stay on the couch. I'd stay in the room. And then I got to meet and know Dana a little bit. But he was like, you know, he's like the guy on SNL. And then I was brought in sort of as a replacement. This sounds crazy. I heard this later. Like to light a fire under Dana, like work harder. Because we got one just like you.
No kidding.
Wow.
Super talented, but just looks like you.
You were the next guy.
Yeah,
up.
I was the next guy.
But the church lady didn't have enough.
I don't know. You know how it is at SNL. They're like, they don't let you relax. And he was the king of all the sketches. And
right.
So I just basically did nothing. I was on the bench for a long time waiting for him to get the F out of there. You know?
So you met him before you even joined SNL?
Yeah. I mean, I met him because he was at the house a lot because he lived there. And then.
Right.
And he was always nice. And then after us, you know, we had our run and he's always known as one of the best there. And then we were talking a lot and it's sort of mandatory to start a podcast. So we were like, what should ours be? and then we had like a little whiff of SNL would be in there. So,
right.
You know, cause everyone's had some association, a host, a writer, someone who's seen SNL. You can bring in really anyone.
Right.
And then that got us going and it's been working well. It's really fun to do.
Yeah. And the Netflix is a joke fest fly on the wall live.
Oh, that's right. Look at you, dude. Well, yeah.
Come on. I've got all the information and it's you and Dana Carvey with Chris Rock.
Oh yeah. Chris is going to come on and we're going to do a little razzle dazzle.
May 6th at the Orpheum Theater. There is a moment with you and Chris Rock that I've always been meaning to ask.
Oh no. I know what you're talking about.
Which one is that?
God, my hair is shellacked today.
You are. I do like it. You got a party in the back, too, man.
I have a little mully coming on.
I know.
What's up? Look at the. I don't know what side is what when I talk on screen. That's wrong. Chris Rock and I went to the Lakers. Is that what you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes. You with Kobe. How'd you guess?
Kobe's a friend.
So it's you and Chris Rock courtside at the Laker game. And Chris,
look at me, I'm doing the same thing right now.
And Chris is talking to Kobe or doing saying
Kobe,
and Kobe was,
you want to pace it out.
Is that what he said to him?
He was just saying stupid stuff.
What was he saying to him?
He was saying something to the effect, a little pep talk, and made me laugh because Kobe was, there's something called the zone. And this is like talking to a comedian during his stand-up act.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And so he's talking, just being funny and just talking, and Kobe is not listening.
At all?
No. He's kind of blocked him out. Mamba mentality.
Was he really saying to him, you got to pace it
out?
He
was kind of being just funny and stupid. And then and that made me laugh. And I think he was doing it for fun. But
right.
Kobe, the sad part about the players is the William Morris seats, if they give you, the agents give them to you, they're on the floor.
Yes.
Because one time one of the players smashed us and my friend, a director, went to the hospital in the Lakers.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they have a little medical center.
I didn't even
David know Russell, the huge director. We were there and he got hit so hard that I don't know who it was. And then they took him in a little Lakers ambulance. They went underneath. So he's okay. But this story was you sit here.
Yeah.
I mean the seats are better, but you sit here and then Kobe's here.
Like just, right, you're right.
Right, and you're on their bench and those bump into their chairs exactly the same. So we would switch at halftime. But someone's sitting next to someone, and then sometimes it's Kobe, and it's like such a gift for us, horrible for him. And then we're like, I think it's going to be zone after this. You know, like just throwing out tips. And then he's staring, and Kobe, shockingly, is more into the game.
Yeah.
And but I love this clip because it comes up all the time.
It does, and I've always been meaning to ask you what he was saying.
No one really knows, but
did you say something? Were you saying stuff too, or no? You would.
Kobe for sure was not listening to me, but I thought Chris had a chance. But Chris is just being funny. It's fun to be there because people are waving and players come by and fist bump. But you're right there. It's too close, to be honest. I wouldn't want someone that close to me if I was playing.
It is crazy how you are. Like on the Laker bench.
Ringside. You're on the wood. It's right. Splinters.
Yeah. So did Kobe say nothing to you the rest of the night?
Like, I think he was nice when it was like calm.
Okay.
You know, but I think in that point it was probably 10 seconds left and they were mapping out how to give it to Kobe and he was busy.
God.
But yeah, it was all right. I like that clip because it just travels around every now and then.
Okay. Yeah. And were you and Chris in the same SNL class? Did you come in together?
We were. I came in, did 4 weeks of writing. Then there was a summer. I came in sort of to watch.
Yeah.
And then get paid $900. And then we came back.
Bucks.
I know, it wasn't a lot. And then I came back from summer and it was Farley joined, Rock joined, and I was there with Schneider. And then that year, then Adam came on a few months later. And then we all just kind of did our run together. But I still see Chris. I'm going to see him this summer. I see him all the time.
So did you write skits with him as well? Did you do that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we would, you know, he's a good punch-up guy, and we would try to help each other with the sketches we wrote, or we can update bits that are just in one. Those are sort of easier to get on, better chance of getting on, and then you can score. You know, sometimes the sketches get cut. There's so many of them. So when you're just doing update, that's a great way in, and that gets people to know who you are.
Okay. What was your update one again? What's your favorite update one?
I guess, let's look at a clip.
No, we can't.
No, we
definitely
clip.
Can't
Not
do that.
Clip of update. No, it was just I sort of fell into that niche of I did a few bits, and then when I was making fun of Hollywood and all the actors, when it was the world of People Magazine and celebrity butt kissing, I was sort of going the other way with it, and then people liked that because no one was doing that. You do it privately,
right?
But I was sort of doing it out there, and then Lauren said, "Keep doing that," and then I just kept doing that for about a year or two, and that was my Hollywood Minute, which was my little time to do jokes. There were some funny ones, though. There were some ones that were mean, but, you know, listen, I'm trying to stay on TV, so I didn't really care at the time, and then I slowed down and said, well, now I'm kind of one of them. I've done two movies, and now I'm in the mix. It was more fun. This guy from Arizona, like, trying to take everyone out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some of them were funny. I was happy with it, you know.
Yeah.
Did you know, first of all, there's a draft
this
weekend. You do know that.
I'm aware of it.
And the Cardinals.
Yes, sir. Third overall. Yes, sir.
Get it.
And Kyler's, is it Bubby Brewster? Who is the new
Brewster.
Guy? Because I don't remember hearing anyone.
Bubby Brewster's might be my favorite.
Is that ever.
A mixture of Punky and Bubby Brewster.
Dad.
Punky Brewster.
Yeah. I don't know what his name is.
So the
because Kyler Murray,
he's now a Minnesota Vikings.
Stop me if I lose you. Kyler Murray was the quarterback, and he went to the Vikings.
Yeah, yeah.
Will he read the playbook? These are just questions that people ask me to ask you.
Okay.
Because you know there was a rumor that there was some problems in the contracts. He didn't like to read the playbook.
Well, they basically at one point put in his new contract that he could not be on his iPad. Yeah. Similar to what one would think.
But is that where the playbook is?
A child.
Or is it a book?
No, there was like there are hard copies.
Yeah,
there are digital
copies. That's how I picture it.
Yes, for sure. Okay. But the idea is that they thought he was potentially not being in the digital or hard copy enough, and was on his iPad, and he had to have limited screen time. That was a lot. And then that came public, and then they removed.
I know, everyone got mad. Yeah. Listen, yeah. I have bad news. When I do a movie, they love it when I read the script. They don't insist on it, but they like it. Now, and some movies you've seen, and you go, I don't think he read the script.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. But I do read them.
Yes.
And I didn't think at the point it was a horrible ask.
To make him read the playbook, is what you're saying. See, back in what if a producer did what other coaches have done for other players that are... have a reputation potentially not being so deep in the playbook, they would put a $100 bill in the back of your script.
Oh, to see.
And hand you a script to see if you'd get to that $100 bill.
I like that. I got it every time.
You did every single time, huh?
Because I read it.
Yeah.
And then, but I thought, now Kyler, I think he does a good job. I think he might do a good job.
I think he will do a good job. But the question is, do the Cardinals take their next quarterback in this upcoming draft?
Who is the temp guy?
It's Jacoby Brissett is the
he's pretty good.
He's back. Jake Brissett.
He was doing a good job.
He was when Kyler took one. I've never seen a quarterback take a football off a face mask and then not return the rest of the year because he hurt his foot on the same play. That's a new one.
Oh yeah, Kyler, we could talk for hours. We couldn't. But we get a few more minutes, but I do think that Minnesota will be good with them. And, I mean, I know nothing.
No, excuse me. I do. I care everything
people
that you
are turning the channel. Where's the Bus Boys clip? There's not one. we're starving you to go see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make sure you see
it. That's coming, by the way, in theaters this Friday.
Yeah.
April 17th. A pair of idiots believe that become waiters.
You don't have to keep reading it.
All
Dana
of their
goes,
problems will be solved.
I like it.
That's the log
line. What is this
line,
movie?
Everybody.
You guys fall in the dirt.
That's the log line.
That's it.
Does Kyler Murray have a cameo in Bus Boys?
He didn't read it.
Okay.
He wouldn't.
If he'd only read the script.
Because at the end, I
you're
put a note.
You're
I said, this is your part if you want it. You have my part.
Yeah.
But
see, Chris Elliott read the script. He's
Chris
in.
Elliott was great. Love it. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Might not change the world, but it is. I think there's funny stuff in it, so I'm excited. I'm gonna go. Oh, I have a gig. You know where I am this weekend?
Where? You're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nope, Nashville. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm.
Well, then you're in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
The draft.
Guess what?
You're gonna.
Oh, guess what?
You're gonna stick around.
What do you mean?
For the draft.
Oh, here? No, the draft?
No.
I'm going to do my show that night, but no one can come because you do 8 hours or something.
That's true, yeah.
You're too burned out. I wouldn't even ask you if you're too burned out. But
so you're going from Nashville to Pittsburgh to Charlotte.
Charlotte. What football team's from there? Quick.
The Panthers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I had a
I
about
thought
it.
I had
Oh, you're
you,
going man. From the Titans to the Steelers to the Panthers.
Thank
Look
you.
Look at you, davidspade.com.
Who has a better year next year?
Who? Out of all three of those places?
Yeah.
Did you just go sports talk question?
I know, but I'm not supposed to say.
I did. Sorry.
You because you've read the script. Mm-hmm. That's what you've done.
The NFL script.
Everybody thinks the NFL has a script.
you don't.
But no, I do not think so.
I know, but I'm not going to get you fired. Dude.
Outcome is available on Apple TV as
Outcome
well.
Outcome with Keanu. Woo!
Do you got a good Keanu Reeves story for me?
Mm.
Okay.
No. You know, he gives everyone a motorcycle the first day, even the people that see the movie.
What?
Have you heard these rumors?
No.
He's very generous.
Okay.
I gave everyone a slinky. No, Keanu's a great guy, and he's a superstar. That's all I have to say about him. He's a great guy. I can't add to the fawning over Keanu. He is great. I did the movie mostly because Jonah Hill and Keanu, and they're great, and it's really funny.
I can't recognize Jonah Hill anymore.
I know. He kind of goes, jumps around.
He's jumped, yeah.
And in Outcome, he's got a beard, shaved his head, he's got glasses, but he's very funny in it.
Yeah, I saw him on SNL the other day.
Oh, that's
wearing,
right.
Wearing his robe with Jack Black.
The fifth timer.
Yeah, the five timer.
I'm almost a five timer, three more.
Why aren't you hosting more? What's going on? Why not?
Rich, it's very...
Very complicated.
If you knew that story. No, it's fine. Maybe I will next year when do something else. I like it. I went on there and did Hunter Biden this year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's right. I never watch. Oh, that's
right. No, that's
right.
Not true. Oh, my God.
No, Dana does Biden hilariously.
Oh. Well, Dana does. How many presidents does he
have? He does every one.
He does every.
I mean, George.
He's
George
got a great Bush. Calvin Coolidge.
His Obama is my favorite, though.
I know. Edgy. Itchy. All right. Am I leaving? What's up?
You are not leaving. I have to leave.
No, it's good. What are you throwing to the break? I don't want a lingo.
No, no. I'm not throwing a break. Not throwing a break at all.
We're not throwing?
I love having
it. I like being here. I was looking forward to it. I was excited.
Well, you said you were looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I mean, then I took that 94-minute drive down La Siena. Gotta get here. Hey, Gavin Newsom, we put some pothole fixer.
And so how long are we sticking with the mullet? Do we love you? How long are you sticking with it?
Maybe just for this weekend. I really mix it up. I'm a real chameleon. No, that's my beauty, is I look the same all the time. So, but that's also when people see me, they know it's me for sure.
Oh, by.
Yeah,
sure,
yeah, sometimes I get JoJo Siwa. Sometimes. She does a lot of my stunt work.
No. You don't know who that is? See?
I know. Well,
I'm current.
Is that too young?
Yeah.
It was young, but it's not too young. You just need to look her up.
Yeah, I just don't.
You need to Google.
Can we pull it up?
Yeah. JoJo
He doesn't even have anything plugged in. He's like, well, this is just for show.
No, we got that.
Okay, JoJo Siwa, you got it.
All right, Chris Rock, you... Dana Carvey, you're in the home
summary.
No, I'm.
We're doing that. I love it. That's this podcast. Orpheum.
I want to give you what
I love it.
Your promotional value.
I know. I get itchy here. I get a little jumpy because they give you that go-go juice back there.
What juice is that?
Oh, yeah. I think
I'm unfamiliar with. I am unfamiliar with the back of the house plan.
It's an IV.
Oh, I didn't.
They say every guest has to do it, and then it's like.
No, I do. We have that IV station set up here.
That'd be great if we did.
Oh, yeah.
And like Coachella.
When does this air? Is it in 2 weeks?
It's
Friday?
Literally, it's happening right now. It's literally happening right now.
It's sooner than that?
That's sooner than that. It's literally happening right now.
Because I had a lot of trim ideas to cut out.
A pair of idiot friends believe.
I had a lot of dead spots.
That if they become waiters, all of their problems will be solved.
It again. I know.
Some messes can't be cleaned up, busboys.
I have a rat tail in it, too.
A rat tail?
Yeah.
You got a lot of hair. Yeah, you got
this one, I had to get the wig. I went to a shot, and I was like, I don't want to look like other movies. And I go, and this was a female wig. And
yeah.
It was sort of like a Karen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go, this is kind of funny, little bang. Then I darkened it, and I got a little rat tail. So we're busboys. We want to be waiters.
You are a chameleon.
I don't want to give the whole thing away.
No worries about that. I'm so glad I finally got the answer to that story about what Chris Rock.
I know. It's not a great answer, but it was just.
What do you mean it's not a great answer?
He was joking around. And I think he's like, what you want to do? You know, he just gives like fake
advice. Yeah, giving him advice about how to be a better basketball player. Kobe was not laughing. He was not taking it in.
It looks like Kobe's being mean, but he was not. He was nice.
No, he's being a professional.
He's playing a game.
He's being locked in. That's what you said. It's like going up to you when you're in the middle of your...
Yeah, I'm not that locked in.
You're not ever?
No.
Okay.
If someone gave me... They tried to burn me on Instagram. They go, I saw your show. It was funny, but it looks like you're making it up the whole time. I go, yeah, no shit. Sherlock. It's taken me years to do that. Is that a burn? Or does that mean it's finally working? He wants me to go,
oh man.
This next joke, here it comes. Ready? These are my fans.
Gonna bring back the daily Instagram monologues, Dave.
I know, that was good.
Those were fun.
Those were awesome.
Bring back Lights Out. We'll bring that show back.
And now we're talking.
All right, I gotta run. You need anything from Jersey Mike's? I get everybody some.
Number 7.
13.
Garvey. Yeah.
13.
I'm with the 7 too.
Yeah. Is that really a number?
Yeah.
It's
indirect
it's Italian,
plug.
Yeah.
7's a turkey, right?
Indirect plug.
Unpaid plug.
All right. Yeah. DavidSpade.com to see this man this coming weekend.
I love that I have a website. I sound like
Pittsburgh, PA. You do. DavidSpade.com or at DavidSpade on IG. The Netflix is a joke fest. You're in town on May 6th. Go to the Orpheum Theater. Dana Carvey, David Spade, Chris Rock, all together for a fly on the wall live podcast. Part of Netflix is a joke. And then go see in theaters near you on April 17th.
Somewhat.
A pair of idiots believe that if they become waiters, all of their problems will be solved.
So look at this. This is when we get caught dealing drugs. I don't want to give it all away, but
boss boy.
We get in a couple of fixes, I'll tell you that much.
You play the role of Marky.
Yeah. Marky, these will be good. You know what? If nothing else, we get good Halloween costumes.
There you go. And just keep an eye out for Kyler Murray, everybody.
Kyler, let's see if I can't wait to see Kyler Minnesota. And the new guy in. Do you think they're going to draft someone or they're going to get an O lineman? Do I know what I'm talking
look
about?
Look at you, mock draft. Do you want to do a quick mock draft?
Quick mock? No, I'm doing a mock fantasy draft after this.
Okay, fantastic.
Getting a jump and losing money.
You don't even know who's in the NFL yet, and you're still mocking it up. Yeah. Thanks for coming here.
All right, thanks, buddy. Ladies, I like it here. I had a great time. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, always a treat.
David Spade here in the
return. I get to walk out.
He's walking on. He's walking out. He's walking off.
What you want to do is get your base on the line. Get
here. In a world in need of a hero, one man rises to the challenge in style. He is just driving the kids to soccer practice. Make every day feel epic in an all-new Hyundai Palisade Hybrid with up to an EPA estimated 619 miles of range on select trims, advanced tech, and class-leading interior space. Because when you're hauling kids' gear, snacks, and backpacks, space matters. And so does comfort. Just make sure they keep their cleats off the seats. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for details. Rich Eisen here. Every time I travel for a major sports moment, whether it's a playoff run or a huge primetime matchup, I see firsthand what happens to a city. Hotels fill up fast, energy builds, everyone wants to be part of it. Now imagine that on a global scale. The FIFA World Cup is coming this summer, people, and with it, thousands of fans traveling to host cities across the country. If you happen to live in one of those cities and you're planning to be away, maybe you've got your own summer trip lined up, this could be a practical opportunity. While you're gone, you could list your space on Airbnb and welcome traveling fans who want to experience the FIFA World Cup in person. You're not changing your routine. You're not committing to anything year-round. You're simply making the most of a moment when your city is in the global spotlight. I know when I'm on the road for a huge event, having a comfortable home base makes all the difference. And that's what fans will be searching for. If you've ever thought about listing your space, this summer is a great time as we welcome FIFA World Cup fans. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Awesome. For small businesses, every hire counts, and so does your time. Hiring can quickly become overwhelming, from sorting applications to figuring out who's truly qualified. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro helps. It streamlines the process so you can focus on connecting with the right candidates, not managing the noise. Hire right the first time. Post your first job and get $100 off towards your job post at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Business of sports, there's a ton of rumors that the LIV Tour is about to pull the plug. So keep an eye on that for the next couple days.
Financial Times is saying it could happen as early as tomorrow.
Is that right?
Wow.
Mm. So we'll keep an eye on all of that.
Yeah, they have an event this weekend in Mexico
City.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Also, business of sports, with the new collective bargaining agreement that, thank goodness, avoided a dreadful set of circumstances for the WNBA and its fans and the players. There's a new Supermax, and it's only fitting that the first player to be paid with the Supermax is a four-time MVP, Asia Wilson, 3 years, $5 million.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Return of the Las Vegas Aces.
Sweet.
So, Women's Sports Now, the first episode of season two that's debuting on the ESPN digital platforms and the ESPN app on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be all over this. Becky Hammond, who's the coach, will no doubt be talking about that. Corey Close in studio.
Love it.
Women's Sports Now, presented by Miller Lite. Everybody, Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Always stuff to talk about.
Yeah, buddy.
Women's sports every single Thursday, 6 Eastern, live. Yes, sir.
I was supposed to say, I wasn't, obviously we weren't there, but I love the talk that you and Whoopi had about her love for women's sports and how
she got her own network.
Yeah, she was showing love and she's like, I pray I shouldn't say this, but nah, it's like there's enough to go around. And I think she loved what you were what women's sports now is doing. And we, obviously we love it, but I just thought that was really, really cool for her to speak.
You, trust me, the first thing I saw when I looked down at my phone, like from Susie, asked Whoopi to appear on Women's Sports Now. She didn't say it that way. But
was more like a not an a question we're already, to you, but more like
no. We're already down that road.
Oh, so, of course, you are
already down that road. Please. Anybody who thinks that the Miami Dolphins are going to trade Devin Achane have been told there's some sand.
Oh,
they should pound it. John Eric Sullivan, the general manager, not mincing any words.
Yeah, he's not available for trade. And they are things are going good. You know, we've had some positive conversations over the last couple of days, trending in the right direction. You know, he's obviously very important to what we're doing, and it's just it's all part of it. It's part of professional sports. We'll get where we need to be one way or the other. But yeah, things are trending in the right direction.
Oh man, oh man.
Okay,
that kid is a home run hitter.
Yeah,
maybe the best in South Florida. All due respect.
Oh, okay.
Marlins are playing well.
Come on, yeah.
You don't trade him. That's not going to happen.
You also wouldn't trade your number one receiver. Hold on.
No, wait.
You wouldn't trade a generational linebacker.
Different story. Excuse me. No. You have a problem with the way the Miami Dolphins have handled their business?
It's just
taking things.
It's a little
turn of the page.
It's a little head scratching. Why you make one move and not the other? Why bring this guy in if you're going to get rid of that guy?
The two things that have caused me to go, what's going on, was the first thing where Stephen Ross, 3 days after the Monday, after this, the Black Monday, walks into a player coach meeting. Darren Waller with his exit chat with the head coach is like, I need a few minutes.
Sure.
And then trading away Jalen Waddle after you sign Malik Willis.
Right. That was a little confusing.
But the draft is coming, and you can get some wide receivers to help out your quarterback. Devin Achane, there's not one of them in this draft that you can get.
That they can get, right.
I mean, Jeremiah Love is obviously that.
Sure, exactly. They're not in position.
Oh, yeah, they're not. That's not happening, nor are they going to use any draft capital to go to get him.
No.
So I kind of like what they've done, and I know I went a little high register on that, so let me rephrase it. I like what they've done. Let me see what else.
What else you want to know?
Oh, okay. I mean, I have lots more to say, but we're out of time.
Oh, man.
Thursday show, Bob Odenkirk. Here.
Nice. You can go home now.
It's all good.
Actually, no, we've got another.
Oh, no, we have two more days.
Two
more days.
No, we've got another Disney Plus segment to get to.
Yeah, I mean.
But for the radio audience.
What else you want to know?
No, the other drop that you
so
just
what's
played.
So what's that? Is that it?
No, yes, that's it. Oh, my God. We're back, everybody, in LA.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.